Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. I greatly appreciate it. I do. Three big things for you to know this hour. How about this? Number one, sign of the season is number one. The Upper Peninsula Sheriff's Team using a hovercraft, a drone, and others to rescue the stranded ice fishermen. It's a seasonal thing. Number two, the expansion of Camp Grayling is in limbo after Roscommon County Commissioners voted against it. And number three, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announces that list maintenance of Michigan voter rolls. From Michigan News Source, I get this headline. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced that her office is continuing with, quote, ongoing voter registration list maintenance through the Bureau of Elections by canceling voter registrations of residents who are no longer living or live in the state. They don't live here either way. They're either dead or gone. According to a press release from Benson's office, nearly 100,000 registrations are slated for cancellation by mid-March because a voter no longer lives at the registration address. In addition, Benson's office said there are more than 400,000 voter registrations currently slated for cancellation in 2025. However, it's not known how many of those are deceased. Benson's office said the Bureau of Elections has been working with clerks statewide since 2019, the year after Benson won her first term, to cancel the 419,000 voter registrations of people who have died. Wow, it takes 4 years to get rid of people that are dead off the rolls? That seems unusual to me. The news of the list maintenance comes months after the not-for-profit filed a complaint with the Michigan Elections Bureau, claiming Benson violated federal law by hiring an Electronic Registration Information Center to go through the state's voter rolls, ERIC. In August of last year, a court denied Benson's effort to dismiss the Public Interest Legal Foundation's lawsuit for failing to remove deceased registrants from the state's voter rolls. They claim 24,000 have been dead for 5 years or more, 17,000 for a decade, 4,000 for 20 years. This is a problem that goes back. Clean it up. That's the law. Do your job. That's the law. We'll keep an eye on that one to see what happens. Northern Michigan community is waiting for a decision from the state now regarding the proposed expansion of Camp Grayling after the Roscommon County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously Friday to go on record in opposition of the expansion proposal. Now it's time to wait for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, to weigh in. Camp Grayling is asking the DNR to lease more than 162,000 acres for 20 years. That lease would, think about this, that lease would double the size of what is already the largest National Guard base in America. Otsego, Crawford counties have also asked the DNR to reject the expansion proposal. No definitive deadline on when the state would respond. 162,000 acres. Just let me give you an idea here. $162,000 divided by 640, which is the amount. That's 253 square miles. 640 acres to a square mile. 162,000 acres is 253 square miles. That they want to do what? I mean, the contamination at Wurtsmith Air Force Base, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and elsewhere makes me say, you know, I think this is a bad idea. Now, maybe I'm wrong and I'm open to conversation on this one, but 253 square miles of Michigan's, the heart of the Lower Peninsula. Why do you need a base that big anyway? What are you, bringing in the United Nations troops to stage them there? I say that half in jest, but not completely. All right, so it's that time of the year. Yeah, we're going to see a lot of these. Mm-hmm. You know, it's too early for the ice fishermen to be floating across Saginaw Bay, but give it a little bit of time and you'll see it. Chippewa County is the dateline here. A fisherman who became stranded on the ice floe that was headed for shipping lanes in the St. Mary's River was rescued by local authorities using a hovercraft and a drone. Happened Friday. He was stuck on the ice floe in the river. He was about a mile and a half out from Rocky Point Road launch area. So the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office responded with a hovercraft. A deputy and sergeant located the man and brought him aboard the hovercraft across the ice and open water back to shore. He was not injured. The man had snowmobiled out onto the ice but found it was too thin for the vehicle. He then walked farther out. He was fishing when the wind caused the ice he was on to break free. He was headed into the shipping channel. Yeah. Make sure the ice is thick enough. Carry a float coat or an emergency suit in case you find yourself on an ice floe. That's the advice here, but, you know, don't worry. There'll be more. Scariest sound in all of outdoors is ice cracking under your feet. There's no question that is the scariest sound in all outdoors. Speaking of ice, the Traverse City Curling Club has opened the TC Curling Center after having an open house over the weekend. They boast their facility has 28,000 square feet, 5 sheets of regulation curling ice, classes on curling by certified instructors, and the center will host a regional and national competition. It's a dedicated indoor ice arena where curlers can practice, play, and compete year-round. After years of planning, the center is welcoming all ages, ability, and expertise to come to the center to try out the sport with youth programs and leagues for everyone. Oh, I'm so in. And I know that Ron Rademacher tried hard to get me hooked up last year with another curling facility. Curling, I mean, this is not something that a bunch of sober Norwegians came up with. Oh, let's check it out, Ollie. Get me some beers. Oh, yeah, look at the ice, eh? Oh, look at the rock. We'll get the slider down the ice here, Ollie. Oh, come on. What are you? There was no slide. What are you doing there, eh? Anyhow, let's see what else I got in the stack of information here for you. Ford putting the price tag of a Ford Mustang Mach-E in reverse. Ford officials say they are reducing the price of the car that has been called unprofitable by an average of $4,500 each. The automaker hoping to offset those incredible losses by increasing production by 67%. It's the third highest-selling EV in the U.S. after Tesla Model 3 and the Tesla Model Y. The GT Extended Range Mach-E has a sticker price of $63,995, and they still lose money. Brilliant. Ford says the price cut also brings all models of the Mach-E in line with the federal government's guidelines to qualify for a $7,500 tax credit. So Ford loses money, and so does the American taxpayer. And this, my friends, is the key to the future. Everybody goes bankrupt. Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Meanwhile, GM hourly workers are not going to go bankrupt. Getting the biggest profit-sharing checks ever. Over $12,000 for hourly workers. $12,750 to 42,300 eligible hourly workers at General Motors. Congratulations. You still can't afford a Mach-E. Not that you'd buy a Ford, but if you could. All right, we'll take a break and be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.